Won't Let You Fall. We appreciate so much the many, many people who are working so hard to try to bring good to the people of the nation. Taking a look some more at what the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities is sharing with us regarding the tax bill's impact on our children, particularly the child tax credit, which is for our families in general, our children in particular. The Republican leaders had come up with a final tax bill that included some last-minute changes that were supposed to be satisfying Senator Marco Rubio and Senator Mike Lee, who had proposed to give low- and moderate-income working families a somewhat more adequate child tax credit increase. And Senator Rubio had threatened to oppose the final bill unless that change was made, a change that would give low- and moderate-income working families a somewhat more adequate child tax credit increase. As it turns out, the center lets us know that those changes were so modest that they did almost nothing to change the bill's fundamental nature. It still provides large tax cuts that are heavily tilted toward wealthy households and profitable corporations and adds at least no less than $1.5 trillion to deficits over 10 years, while doing little, if anything, for millions of low and modest income households. As for the child tax credit, or CTC, changes, the CTC, child tax credit changes, the final bill does nothing compared to the Senate bill to improve the CTC for 10 million children in low-income working families, meaning that those children will only get a token increase of up to, in other words, no more than, but many of them will get less than $75 per family, an increase of $75 or less per family. And that less can go all the way down to $0, no increase at all. Many working families with children under 17, with incomes that are too low to owe much, or any income tax can get part of the CTC as a tax refund. And as noted, that refundable amount is limited under current law to 15% of their earnings that are over $3,000. The Senate bill lowered the threshold so that earnings over $2,500 would count towards earning a child tax credit, translating to a child tax credit increase of just $75 for those families. The last minute changes to the CTC, the child tax credit, do nothing, nothing more for these 10 million children. Now, remember how we hear a lot of our politicians talk about how they love our children and how they want to do things that are going to make things right for our children. They want to make life good for our children. And keep in mind that America's poor include many, many million white children. So don't allow yourselves to be insensitive to this matter just because we have been trained to equate poverty to color. In other words, blacks and Hispanics. Don't just see blacks and Hispanics when you think poverty, because the reality is there are a lot of people in this nation who are poor. They're amongst the ranks of the working families, the working poor of every ethnicity, including the white race. I mention that because I know that some people are not going to be willing to think about this from a perspective of compassion unless they realize that there are people who look like them who are going to be caught up in this madness. Personally, my my hat goes off to the many people who see folks who do look like them, people who don't look like them, and cares about all of them. I'm one of the many people who cares about all of America's children. It doesn't matter to me what the color is. Child tax credit, $75 per year for the family. A $75 increase. $75 increase. Some of them, it'll be a $60 increase. For some families, it'll be a $20 increase. And as I mentioned yesterday, for some families, it will be a $1 increase. This is what our Republican leaders have come up with. After giving it much thought, and we're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 pages. I say much thought. They've been working on this for years. I think that that's one of the things that we overlook. I know that there was some criticism about the Republicans having rushed through this. I don't know how much of a rush it was, because they've been working on these kinds of policies for years. This fulfills a dream of theirs. And this is not a dream that the Republicans came up with just 4 or 5 months ago. This has been a dream for many years. And this time they had everything come together so that they were able to pull together what they'd been working on for a very, very long time, even when they were not in the majority. Because remember, when they were not in the majority, we were hearing about these very types of issues. This is what they had on the planning board. Things came together this time. They were able to rush it on through. You know, we heard that, the Democrats had a situation wherein they had some bills that they were working on. And I mean, some major bills, too. In the past, when they were in the majority, the Republicans lost one of their members. And they had someone, one of their own, to replace that person, another Republican, to replace that Republican. The Democrats stopped the vote on this major bill proposal to wait until the Republican was seated so that that Republican could add to the Republican vote. And people were asking, well, now that we have Doug Jones coming to the Senate on the Democratic side, will the Republicans hold up the vote, give Doug Jones time to get in place so that he could add to the Democratic vote? This is a dream. This has been a long-time dream of the Republicans. Senators Rubio and Lee had proposed to let those 10 million children under age 17 get a more meaningful child tax credit increase. They propose that those families qualify for a child tax credit of 15.3 cents per dollar on all of their earnings, and not just on their earnings above $2,500, on all of their earnings. That would have been enough to offset all of the payroll taxes that workers face on their wages, including both the employee and employer shares of the 15.3% payroll taxes. Under Rubio and Lee, a single mother with two children who works full-time at the federal minimum wage and earns $14,500 a year would have received a $494 child tax credit increase, an increase of $247 per child. That's far less than the Senate bill's full $1,000 per child tax credit increase. But it's a lot more than the $75 total, which would have been broken down to $37.50 per child, that she'd get under the Senate bill. The final bill leaves that full-time workers' child tax credit increase at $75. This is what our Republican leaders wanted for these poor families. This is what they insisted on for our poor families, for families who need help the most. The final bill modestly increases the child tax credit for moderate income families, but 14 million children still won't get the full $1,000 per child increase that higher income families would receive. The Senate bill prevented 16 million children in moderate income families from receiving the full child tax credit increase. This is the party that loves to talk about how they love our families, how they love our children. And they want to leave our children in good shape. The Senate bill capped the refundable amount of the credit at $1,000 per child, adjusted for inflation going forward. The final bill modestly increases that level to $1,400, adjusted for inflation. The $1,400 limit means that millions of moderate income children will get a child tax credit increase of no more than $400 per child. Some 14 million children in moderate income families will get less than the full $1,000 child tax credit increase. Now, I know that some of you are thinking and asking yourselves, why do we even need to be helping these families? Why is it even important to be giving them assistance? Well, how about this question? Why give much more assistance to the wealthy who need no assistance whatsoever? Those of you who get angry when you hear about small tax credits being given to, or no tax credits being given to, the poor and those with modest incomes, are you at least as angry when you hear about the wealthy getting much more than that when their need is so much less?